From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today in testimony on Capitol Hill, General David Petraeus talked about reasons that violence has gone down in Iraq. The U.S. commander referred to the ceasefire ordered by Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. He leads the Mahdi army. As Petraeus spoke, Sadr was threatening to formally call off that ceasefire. And today, ceasefire or not, fighting continued between Sadr's militia and Iraqi and U.S. forces in Baghdad's Sadr city. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports from Baghdad.
In a statement today, Sadr's office declared, quote, "If it is required to lift the ceasefire in order to carry out our goals, objectives, doctrines, and religious principles, we will do that," end quote. In reality, Sadr's ceasefire order is already in tatters. For 2 weeks, his militiamen have battled U.S. and Iraqi forces in Basra and more recently in Baghdad. But formally lifting the nationwide order, if he does, would certainly unleash wider clashes. Sadr's ceasefire order, issued last summer and renewed in February, is one key factor that's helped reduce sectarian killings and overall violence in Iraq in recent months. In Baghdad today, Sheikh Salah Obeidi, a senior Sadr aide and spokesman, slammed the Shiite-led government of Nouri al-Maliki. Obeidi says the prime minister's recent move, threatening to ban Sadr's movement from politics unless he disbands his militia, the Mehdi army, is unnecessarily provocative.
To impose such decisions, it is something pushing the country into more crisis, maybe bloody crisis. We do not like any kind of those crises to appear or happen, but we are sure that there are several parties participating in the government who want such crisis in order to weaken al-Mahdi army, in order not to go through the next elections in October.
Sadr's supporters hope to expand their power base in those upcoming provincial elections. Also today, Sadr postponed a massive protest march he'd called for tomorrow on the fifth anniversary of the fall of Baghdad to U.S. forces. The Iraqi government nonetheless announced an all-day ban on car traffic in Baghdad tomorrow. In recent days, dozens of Iraqis in Sadr City have been killed in ongoing fighting in the sprawling Shiite slum, home to 2.5 million Iraqis. The fighting is raging outside of Mohammed Shelthoud's front door. We reached him today on a cell phone in Sadr City.
I swear to God, the shooting is everywhere with different weapons. I'm sitting here while the mortars are falling everywhere. We are imprisoned here for the 12th day. A lack of electricity, and a lack of water.
The fighting also has taken a heavy toll on U.S. forces. 11 American soldiers were killed in combat in the last 3 days. According to figures from the U.S. military, the number of daily attacks in Baghdad rose in March to 23 a day. That's up from an average of 9 a day in Baghdad from November through February. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Baghdad.